I am Phil Nee with an update on sports. Last night in boys soccer, River Valley and Arcadia tied at 2. Wisconsinites Barneveld was an 8-0 winner over Portage Poinette. It was Wisconsin Dells 2 and Sugar River 1. And on the volleyball court, it was a loss by Weston. Tough loss to Cooley Christian. 3 sets to 1, 25-23, 17-25, 16-25, and 23-25. Lexi Rockweiler had 13 kills. Lainey Pagel had 8 assists. And Rachel Spencer finished with 16 digs. The Weston Eagles will take on Waseca Steuben at home Thursday night to start Ridge and Valley Conference play. Matches scheduled for tonight. First of all, a postponement. Kickapoo at Ithaca, postponed until a later date. Waseca Steuben is playing at Seneca, DeSoto at North Crawford in the Ridge and Valley. Riverdale opens up SWAL play with a match at Iowa Grant. Dodgeville is at Mount Horeb, Viroqua at Westby, Mineral Point at New Glarus, River Ridge at Benton, also tonight Schulzburg at Belmont, Barneveld at Judah, Southwestern plays at Warren, Illinois, and Baraboo at Sauk Prairie. Plus tonight, Darlington plays at River Valley in non-conference volleyball. That's our first volleyball match to be on the air this year. And here is Coach Mariah Hill of River Valley.
You know, we did some really good things at Stout. We looked really good at moments, and we struggled at moments. We did a lot of different lineup changes and kind of found our groove towards the end. And so I'm really hopeful for what's to come ahead.
Sounds good. And tell me about your team. Who do you have coming back this year?
You know, we have a large group coming back. I have 8 seniors. I have 6 players that had a lot of varsity experience last year. So I'm really excited to see what this team can do. I obviously have senior middle Ella Myers coming back, who's coming off a great season. My setter Josie Mahoney is back, and she's really doing a good job of quarterbacking the team. And just a couple other, you know, real important pieces coming back. Bella DeVinny Jr. is back from injury, and she is going to be a game changer for us, I believe. Our back row is getting really solid with 2 solid DSs in Kylie Smith and Braylon Taft. And I've got some hopefuls and, you know, my outside hitters, a new middle, different right side. So we've got a lot of options and we've got a lot of depth this year.
River Valley coach Mariah Hill, her team home against Darlington, pre-match time around 7 o'clock this evening. On the soccer pitches today, Aquinas plays at Wisconsin Dells, Reedsburg at Lodi, DeForest Area Schools at Sauk Prairie, Dodgeville Mineral Point at Lake Mills, Lakeside Lutheran plays at Platteville Lancaster, River Valley travels to Jefferson, Richland Center is at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Here is RC soccer coach Tom Stadler.
We lost our first game against La Crosse Aquinas 5-1. We did manage to score a goal. Sean Adams found the net on a free kick. And so I'm happy we got a goal, but we're looking for our first victory of the year tonight against Wisconsin Heights.
What are some things that you worked on specifically in practice getting ready for tonight?
We've been working on our possession and our team chemistry with some drills so that we're getting our passing patterns down.
What do you expect typically from Wisconsin Heights Barneveld? Because I know you have them on the schedule most every year.
Their talent level has fluctuated, as most teams do in high school. I'll be excited to see what they have this year. They've been competitive the last 2.
It's really tough to tell by early season scores, I think, before school gets in session, isn't it?
It is. It's early season. A lot of times the most improved team is the team that does the best by the end of the year. So we've been encouraging our athletes to not be satisfied with their skill level now, but use every practice to improve.
And it's the first day of school. You as a coach, do you like it when you get into school and maybe have a little bit more structure during the day?
We do. Yep. We'll practice 4 to 6 p.m. And the players can come directly down after school. And so it's nice to get into that rhythm of having games and practices.
Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler, his team on the road. It's varsity only tonight, 5 o'clock start time at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Hometown in baseball, Verona and Fort Atkinson resume a game that was stopped in the first inning on Sunday because of rain. The winner goes on to face Ashton in the next round, the championship of home talent baseball. On the state scene, the Cubs pounded 9 home runs in a 17-3 win over the Brewers last night at Wrigley Field. That gave the Cubbies a National League record 62 home runs in the month of August. Kyle Harrison took the loss and absorbed most of the damage, but first baseman Andrew Vaughn gave up the last 7 runs. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
When you're using a 6-man rotation because of all the young pitchers, and you only have 7 in the pen, and you're on a 16 straight game stretch, you have games like today. Would it have mattered if it was 10-2 or 17-3? It doesn't. That's not the difference. We're not playing for run differential. We're playing to try to win as many games as we can. And we've had a really, really young pitching staff all year, and you know, there's going to be days like this.
Kyle Harrison talked about what you do after a night like that.
Usually it's Charlie, usually it's Hooky, you know, but didn't really think too much into it. You know, I think got away with it for the most part, right, against most teams, but not that I want to just blame it on that. You know, obviously, looking back on the homers I gave, looking at those pitches, those aren't necessarily great pitches by me, so I was living a little too middle with the heater, but yeah, man, frustrating night when, you know, the ball just keeps flying.
The weather had some to do with the home run last night, but certainly the Cubs have been smacking some home runs, 62 of them in the month of August. Cooper Pratt slammed his 3rd home run. Robert Gasser, the scheduled starter, when the two teams meet again this evening. Elsewhere, Philadelphia 2-1 over Arizona. Washington beat Miami 6-3. San Diego 5, Cincinnati nothing. San Francisco over Atlanta 7-3. In the American League, Boston 9-8 over Seattle. Minnesota 11, Detroit 1. Texas 8-1 over the Athletics, Houston 6, the White Sox 3, Angels 10-1 over the Yankees. Interleague play, Mets 3-2 over Tampa Bay, Baltimore 2, Colorado 1. The Packers front office was already preparing for the absence of veteran running back Josh Jacobs before he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list over the weekend. He still could face an extended suspension connected to the domestic abuse misdemeanor charges filed against him. Jacobs has a scheduled court appearance in November, but the NFL doesn't have to wait for the legal process to be completed before it takes action. Marshawn Lloyd is expected to get the first chance to fill the vacancy. Well, Jacobs is out. Oddsmakers project Notre Dame as a 20.5-point favorite in Sunday season opener against the Badgers. So far, Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com reports that 34% of the money is on Wisconsin to cover that big spread. That means a majority of the people putting their money down on the game expect the margin will be 3 touchdowns or more. The Badgers folded in a few games last season, although the Iowa loss was the worst example. Luke Fickell was asked about the 26 Badgers.
A lot of unknowns. I think that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, we got a new quarterback that we feel really good about. I'm sure you'll ask questions about him, but we also have never seen him truly play a game and looked in the eyes of those things. And so that's what I think us as coaches, what continues to drive us and motivate us, but also keep us up at night.
Badgers take on Notre Dame. That's a Sunday college football game, which is a rarity. It's coming up Sunday night on WRCE. With sports, I am Phil Nee.